Thank you, Michael. Good morning, Carmen. Our 4th of July Independence Day holiday weekend is winding down, and once again, this country is hitting single-day highs in the number of people testing positive for coronavirus. For 3 days in a row, there have been more than 57,000 new COVID cases.
Right now, we are heading 1,000,000 miles per hour in the wrong direction.
That's Dr. Aline Marty, an infectious disease specialist in Florida.
The most unnecessary situation, and it's behaviorally driven.
The big question today, will the 4th of July weekend celebrations, many with limited social distancing, result in the same size spikes we saw in the weeks after the Memorial Day weekend near the end of May? The national death toll, according to Johns Hopkins University, is nearly 130,000. President Trump, meanwhile, continued to play it down, barely mentioning the surges as he celebrated the 4th of July twice, first on our Friday night at the Mount Rushmore Monument in South Dakota. There were flyovers, fireworks, few masks, and no social distancing, as Trump excited his right-wing supporters by again attacking those on the far left for, as he tells it, triggering racial justice protests and the tearing down of Confederate statues.
There is a new far-left fascism that demands absolute allegiance. We will not be demeaned, and we will not be intimidated by bad, evil people. It will not happen.
Trump spent the actual 4th at the White House, joining several thousand invited guests on the South Lawn last night with a speech that echoed his harsh tone of the previous night. Beyond the White House fence, out on the National Mall, a smaller-than-usual crowd gathered to watch military flyovers, including that B-2. And at 9 p.m., the always magnificent music and fireworks. With 80% of all professional fireworks shows canceled across the country, there were far more than the usual amount of illegal pyrotechnics. Here in Los Angeles, where all professional fireworks shows were canceled, have a listen to how it sounded outside my front door at about 8 last night. And Michael and Carmen, that was more than enough to scare our dog and cats.